Bush and Richie here with your daily takeaway. One of the emails that we get the most to hometime@absoluteradio.co.uk is people saying, hey guys, you don't let Bush do his impressions enough.
No.
What would you say are your three greatest vocal impressions? Because you do some good ones.
Okay, but this would get me taken off air. That's the problem. Do you know what I mean? So I can do...
No, we'll say the names and I'll... Yeah, I'm aware of the kind of stuff that we're getting taken off air.
Producer Nick's just putting his head in his
I know, yes. I've got your interest at heart because this show is a collaboration. So who do you think are the three best impressions you do? And then if there's any that I think that you can then perform, right. I'll give you the stage.
Okay. First one, Patrick from EastEnders.
Right.
Can't do that anymore.
At least you're aware you can't do that.
Second one is a more general one. But it's the IRA.
You can't do that.
Can't do that one anymore. Third one, Margaret Thatcher, which is...
Yeah, you do that.
It's a bit of an old one.
Although I haven't said that, we're in election time, so I don't think
can't
you can.
Can't do that. Can't do that either.
So, cool. Here's the here's today's episode.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Now, there's something fascinating going on in the background of this show this evening, which I'll come back to because, obviously, the first thing I wanted to talk about is something magical that happened to me earlier on that made me feel like today's going to be a good day. But, however, what's going on in the background might mean that I've changed my tack on this slightly. So let's rewind, right? Let's go back to kind of lunchtime. I was at Chalkwell train station, Platform 1 in Essex. It was only me there. It was absolutely deserted, the train station. And normally I don't get involved in vending machines because they're an absolute rip-off. I find they're dead expensive, never work, whatever. Anyway, I walked past the vending machine on this Platform 1 and I noticed, or stopped in my tracks, there was a pack of yellow M&Ms.
The peanut ones.
The peanut ones, yeah. Dangling off the edge of the bottom row, like literally hovering over the tray. So I did what any good normal law-abiding citizen would do, is put my elbow to the machine, have a look left to right and give it a little nudge.
Now, I'd always heard that if you did that, a siren would go off.
Well, do you remember the video game Metal Gear Solid? Yeah. Whatever? I imagine that if you shove it too much, the guard upstairs gets that little exclamation mark above his head, that noise, and he's going to come and check me out. So I gave it a couple of shoves. I thought, this ain't going to work. All right, I'll just forget about it. Sat back down in my seat, and then I got thinking again. Maybe I could use physics. Yeah. So I went back to the vending machine. I noticed that two rows up in position A44 was a quite heavy-looking bag of twirls.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Love a twirl. Yeah. And I thought, if I pay for a twirl, then maybe if the twirl gets dispensed, it's going to drop down and then knock the M&Ms into the tray.
Wonderful logic.
But this is high risk because, and we know, going back to my reason why I don't use vending machines, £1.30 for a bag of chocolate.
Wow.
For two, great.
So then, but that could be 75p for the twirls and 75p for a bonus peanut M&Ms.
It's no B&Ms, but it's a pretty good pretty good deal. But it's high risk, do you know what I mean? So type in the thing, tap my card, which I hate doing anyway on a vending machine, and would you believe it? It paused for a second, then it kind of whirred into action, and these twirls were moving more and more forward. It's like someone's about to just like jump into a swimming pool, dropped, hit the M&Ms, both in the tray, got both chocolates.
Wow!
That's
amazing, what a touch.
It is a complete, and this is it. So we now come back to full circle to what we were talking about earlier on. There's me thinking, that's a sign that I think I'm going to have a good day.
Quite clearly.
Or maybe the week's going to be good.
Undoubted.
But as we sit here now speaking to you on Home Time, there's been a problem with the computer system. Yeah. We have not authorised to use written all over our screens, so we can't use them. So we don't know when the songs are going to end or what we're playing.
Oh, yeah, here. So we know we're about to start a song off. Don't know what you're going to get.
So look, we leave you a very interesting sliding doors moment here on Home Time. We will ask you if you've done something over the past couple of days, there's something's gone your way and you've punched the air and thought, do you know what? That's a touch, that is.
That's a touch.
Life is going my way. Brilliant. Chris from Brecon's just texted to say, Bush, you've just seen it on the socials. New movie coming this summer. V for Vending Machine, starring in the Twirlinator, taking out a stubborn pack of M&Ms. I am still buzzing from knocking twirls into some dangling M&Ms at a vending machine in Essex earlier on. I got two for the price of one. Andrew says, I can't beat that, although John Lewis did send me two Bose speakers instead of one. I would have returned it, but the sound was so much better in stereo, so I couldn't. Fair enough.
Mark in Eastwood says, I've just caught my first fish of the evening. Fingers crossed for more. The fact that I'm debating whether that's a touch. He's obviously gone out to catch fish.
Yeah.
He's caught a fish. I wouldn't say that was a touch. That's actually just what's meant to happen has happened.
Well, I think maybe he needs to get back in touch in an hour.
Yes.
And we can see how he's getting on.
Good point.
8:12:15 for that fella. Keep us posted on your fishing. Let's go to the phone zone and speak to Roger. Roger, what happened to you?
Oh, I bought a Twix from one of those one-stop shops on the way back from work.
Right.
And two-finger Twix for fancy a chocolate hit. And bought a bottle of fizz, a bottle of pop, and opened it up in the truck and got three fingers in there.
Please tell me you're talking about the chocolate and nothing you're doing in the truck.
I couldn't believe it. What a result. I'll tell you what. One, the third one, the extra one, whether it was the extra one or the other one, was solid bloody chocolate. Sorry, excuse me.
No, are you excited?
Solid chocolate.
Get it. But, like, how do you get three fingers? Like, this sounds awful, the question. How do you get... Let me put this the right way. How do you get three fingers?
It was wrapped up.
Yeah, but normally the two fingers are pretty snug in their wrapper, so I'm trying to work out how they're fitting three and two.
Yeah, I don't know. That's the result.
Did you? It's a touch. Did you take a photograph for V? This could be. You could have ended up in the local paper here, Roger.
No, photo on my phone. I've got an old Nokia flip front phone. If I open it up, I end up on the Starship Enterprise sat on Uhura's lap. Straight out of William Shatner's hand without the bloody shirt on, I tell you.
All right, well, we'll leave that one there.
Good to talk to you, Roger.
All right, thank you.
Steve from Aldridge says, Bush, you sent me off. I'm travelling up the M6 back home. I've had to pull into Corley Services and buy peanut M&Ms. They're great, though. I was going to ask, actually, who are these people that are eating M&Ms? Who eats M&Ms in 2024?
Oh, I do.
Really? I never see anyone eating them. And the weird thing is, you know, working in central London, they've got M&M World, but you don't see anyone eating the damn things.
They've got new sorts of caramel ones out. I love them.
Really? I've not eaten M&Ms for ages. And they're kind of criminal M&Ms because I don't deserve them, Nikki says. Bush, are you sure the issues you guys have had with your computers aren't karma for trying to get something for nothing?
Well, it was there dangling for you. It's almost like tempting you.
It's a touch. That's the whole point of what we're talking about. Nikki, cut us some slack.
It's another touch. Leah says, I found a lovely crisp note on the floor. Only a fiver, but I thought, yes.
That's a fiver you weren't expecting.
Well, then it turns out it was hers and it had fallen out of her pocket.
She's still up. In the universe, she's still up.
So, Jono, you're calling up with a touch, yes?
I am indeed. I went for lunch today to my local Burger King. I got there only to find I'd left my wallet at home.
Well, that's not a touch.
That's not a touch at all.
No, it's not. However, I then went onto the Burger King app and found I had enough points for a free Whopper meal.
Whoa!
And that is a touch.
That really is a touch.
Exactly. And as you know, free food always tastes far much better than when you pay for it.
Brett, and now you've got your wallet and everything's fine. It's been a bit of a resolve for you today, Jono.
Yeah. I mean, you know, this is, you know, sky's the limit now.
Well, can I apply some Richie logic to what's happened here?
Please do.
I would say that Jono is still due another Burger King lunch tomorrow because he'd gone there willing to pay for his Burger King lunch. He's not yet paid for that lunch.
You've got it in the locker.
In the locker for tomorrow, John.
I have, and let's be fair, that's going to get me extra points when I buy it.
This just gets better and better for you, Jono, mate, doesn't it?
I'm literally living the dream.
Listen, we're so chuffed for you. And everyone here at Absolute Radio just wants to say well done and have a brilliant rest of the week.
All right, cheers.
Do you think if you were presented with the same situation again, you'd have the luck of it happening a second time?
I feel like I could. And do you know what? I thought, third Veronica, in that this must happen to other people where you get stuff that doesn't come out properly. Maybe I'll just put myself out there as like, if you give me a call, I can get there within half an hour, 45 minutes and win it for you.
Some kind of vending machine rambler.
A specialist. Like, you know, it's going to the Vegas of vending machines. Put everything on red. But we've been asking you if you've had something happen to you that's been, you know, a bit of luck, a bit of touch, a bit of a touch. Tony from Hayling Island sent a weird one in. I can't really get my head around this. He says, Bush and Richie, I had a touch today when my van caught light on the petrol station forecourt and I'd only popped in to pick up a paper. How lucky am I? Is he saying he got out of the van and then the van caught fire? Is that a touch?
I wouldn't want to be in the van, so I'd say it was a touch.
I suppose how you look at it, that, I guess, is a touch.
Yes, definitely.
Touch too close.
I see what you've done there.
Thank you.
Matt went to the cash machine before going on a lads weekend to Blackpool. He said didn't really want to go on it, but all the lads were going, didn't want to miss out on the fantastic sights of Blackpool. Just walking up to the cash machine, and a load of cash came out, 50 quid for the weekend.
Really?
That's what he says.
That's amazing.
That's what he says.
That is more of a touch than your van catching fire, to be fair. Andy says, guys, I've started exercising after 10 years of doing nothing and getting up to 18 stone. We're doing a 2,000-mile office challenge for charity in June. I managed a 25-mile bike ride today. He's well chuffed. He says he's still 18 stone, though. Hey, you might have got the fastest fella down the hill thing like you.
Now, come on. Local legend.
That's what it is.
And then this one here says, Bush Richie, me and my wife Ruth have just had the best touch. We have just become grandparents. Lovely Bradley was born last night to Charlotte and Belle. Now, equally, you would say that Charlotte and Belle have got a bit of a touch there because obviously they've got very, very happy grandparents and they've straight away got babysitters.
Think about the childcare.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Now, I spotted something at home over the last couple of days that's made me think we need to have this in adult life. Six-year-old Rocco, he's been a bit of a pickle going to sleep at night. Usually, home time would finish, 7 o'clock, get home shortly after 8 o'clock, still awake. And you kind of think, come on, you should be asleep by now.
Monkeying about, I think it's technically called.
Monkeying about is the technical word.
Yes.
So, have employed a star chart at home.
Okay.
Where he's got to earn 20 stars, and then if he gets 20 stars, he can get himself a new dinosaur.
Okay? Oh, wow, that's good. It's incentivised.
He's going to earn those stars by not monkeying about at bedtime and going to bed. The last three nights, he has gone to bed like a little angel. And I'm thinking, this incentivising, this star chart thing, this is brilliant. Why did we not think of this earlier?
He'll have a Diplodocus in no time.
It's actually an Allosaurus he's after, but yes.
An Allosaurus. Apparently Allosaurus.
Allosaurus, yes.
I feel like, just as an aside, I feel like they're making up dinosaurs now. Yes. I feel like there was the set dinosaurs we all knew and loved,
about
right?
Five, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Do you mean there was like four or five dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Where are all these new ones come from?
I reckon Jurassic Park's got it all to work. Three Jurassic Park movies, three Jurassic World movies.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Well, they're just like, we've got to come up with some new ones.
Got to have new dinosaurs in every Jurassic movie just to sell them. Anyway, quite right. Yeah, That's by the by. So I think as adults, if it works that easily, there must be things in every single household where, you know, there's conflict that you should have an adult star chart. Is there something that is a bugbear in your house that your Katie could incentivize you for if there was an Andy star chart?
Well, can I give you two? Can I give you one that would be an Andy star chart? And then can I put my relationship in jeopardy by suggesting how Katie might
be? If you would like to boldly do that, I'm willing to hear.
So for me, I always forget to put the dishwasher on when I go to bed.
Yeah.
And then I wake up in the morning and try and make, you know, breakfast for the kids, open the dishwasher and all the still like...
It's a terrible feeling.
Isn't it the worst feeling? Yeah. Porridge still well-welded to everything. Washing spoons yourself. So how have I come to this? So that would be the star chart for me.
Yeah.
And I would say just for Katie, maybe a star chart that might incentivise her when she's taken the contact lenses out of the cases just to put them in the bin that's just there.
Oh, my word, okay.
It's just a foot away. You don't even have to move your feet, you just turn.
So how many times has Katie got to put away the contact lenses to complete the star chart to then get a Katie reward?
235. She wears contacts every day. I'm not made of money.
Some of the stuff that's come through, we're dicing with our jobs.
There's a lady called Angie who's texted in about how she rewards her husband.
Yes, he has protested about wearing a pink tie to a wedding. It's fair to say she's given us the details of the adult star chart that she came up with, and he caved in pretty quickly.
Do you know, before I wasn't that into the star chart idea, but I kind of really like it now.
Now, it was a mistake to talk about adult star charts because a lot of people have decided to get mucky with some of the incentives and things that need to be fixed in their households, but we're going to bravely plough on. Catherine is hanging on. What is the incentive scheme in your household, Catherine?
My husband, Colin, cannot put a knife and a plate away once he's made his sandwiches for lunch, and the dishwasher and the sink is less than a foot away. And then when he's finished either the meat or the cheese, he can't do the packaging in the bin and it lays on the bunker.
Wow, so it's almost like a child. You're cleaning up after this man-child here.
Yes.
So, Catherine, let's work out the parameters then of the deal if you're to make a star chart. So how many stars has he got to get if he's awarded one a day, and what are you rewarding him with?
If he could do as I ask for this, I would give him a takeaway for the end of the month.
Okay, that's fine.
Good, that's
oh, sigh of relief there from me, Richie. Ooh, ooh.
Thank you, Catherine.
You're welcome.
Tracy, what do you use in your house?
So normally one of us will say, oh, that looks great on the TV tonight, we'll watch that. And while that person sits and plays on the phone, the other person ends up watching it.
And then does that person who's playing on the phone end up having to ask loads of questions because they've not been concentrating?
Because they haven't been concentrating, not been watching it, you know, all the normal stuff. So after 20 times of that person continuing to do that, the one who's been good and watched the film or programme the other person wants to watch, they get to take the phone off the other one and they are made to watch something the other person wanted to watch instead.
It's complicated, but I like it.
It is. It works.
10 weeks of tickets.
That's right, we want to send you to some brilliant gigs and festivals over the summer here on Home Time and on the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. We're giving you the chance to win tickets to the Isle of Wight Festival. It's on from the 20th to the 23rd of June. Features some ace acts, including The Prodigy, Pet Shop Boys, Green Day, Simple Minds, Keane and more. And you can win your tickets by playing a little game that we've devised called Bush and Richie's Lucky Islands.
So, you know how it works. You're going to hear about an island. It will not be the Isle of Wight. But if you can work out which it is, then it could be a lucky island for you.
Should we just put the one to bed earlier on, that fella who kept texting saying it's definitely the Isle of Man? It's not.
Well, I don't know whether we can put it to bed because obviously the clues, he might have ruined the whole thing.
Oh man, imagine that.
Imagine that.
That is unexpected, isn't it?
So I don't know whether we can put that to bed.
Let's just carry on. Let's see what happens.
We'll carry on.
See what happens.
So what is today's lucky island? Here's your clues. This island has been occupied by the chiefs of the Clan MacLeod continuously for 750 years.
It's already more cryptic than yesterday. Isn't it?
This island was used to film the 2016 movie The BFG.
Canvey.
One day it will be Canvey and you'll ruin it for both of us, all right?
What a way to go out, though.
This island is the largest of the Scottish Inner Hebrides.
Oh, man, this is quite difficult.
Yeah. This island used to be only accessible by a ferry, but now is connected to the mainland by a bridge.
I think you've gone too hard on this.
You reckon?
I mean, this might be too hard. This lot won't know that.
What is today's lucky island? James in Nottingham, brave man to step up to play with my tough clues today. How are you, James?
Oh, thank you.
They've got good reception in Nottingham, haven't they?
It's great, yeah. It's
full 5G going on.
That's right, yeah.
James, is there something that's happened to you today that makes you realise you might be lucky and this could be your moment?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sitting here marking students' exams this evening. You're keeping me going through that, so I think I just need something to distract my mind a little bit.
What kind of subject is it, James?
I'm teaching vet students.
Oh, wow. Well, at least it gives you pause for thought.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
Very good.
Hey, nice.
If you've got a pun for James's evening, do get in touch, 8, 12, 15.
I'm now trying to think myself, but I've got to progress with the competition.
Focus on the island.
I love a pun. Right, the Chiefs of the Clan MacLeod, the movie The BFG, the largest of the Scottish Inner Hebrides, used to be a ferry, now is a bridge. James, what is the lucky island?
It's the Isle of Skye.
It's a beautiful island. It is the Isle of Skye.
You go into the Isle of Wight Festival, yeah. James. What about that?
Fantastic. That's marvellous. Thank you.
Give someone an A just because you're in a good mood.
Okay, next paper I get to.
Boom.
Don't want to make it all personal for a second, but how do you think that fool feels who kept on texting in about the Isle of Man now?
Ah, completely wrong. There you go.
Exactly.
In your face, whatever his name is from earlier on. We play again tomorrow.
Our friend who thought it was the Isle of Man in the Lucky Islands has got back in touch saying, guys, I'm just sad face. I just wanted to win.
Do you know, it's annoying that he's doubled down on this because I think Isle of Man would have been a fun one this week. Wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would have been, as he says, topical with the Isle of Man race this weekend, but
he's ruined it for everyone else.
Or has he?
Or has he double bluffed? Double bluffed.
This is the Daily Takeaway.
We've had a text just in from Chris in Brecon. He says, gents, just heard earlier on that Harry Hill is on the show tomorrow. I've just said to my wife, I'm not missing that. Her reply was, oh, great, another man-child for you to listen to. And you never miss this show. She added, I still remember you listening by the pool in Hawaii on Catch Up last year. Chris is the kind of fan that gives that dedication at Home Time.
Yes, not sure his wife is classified as a fan, though, by the sounds of things.
We'll win her over.
Yeah, you reckon? I'm not so sure about that.
Give it time. We'll warm up to you. Don't you worry about it.
Speaking of marital discourse here, you remember we had our lucky islands earlier on and the island turned out to be the Isle of Skye?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And one of the clues about the Isle of Skye was that you could only used to get there by a ferry. Now there's a bridge. I don't have any further details about this other than this text. Someone says, I've got a cracking story about when we went to the Isle of Skye a few years ago. Here's the crunch. That bridge nearly caused our divorce.
Oh, wow. Well, I wonder what happened on there.
It's a short bridge, okay?
Yeah.
How does going over a bridge, there's not even a toll, how does that cause a divorce?
Unless it's taking a toll on their marriage.
Oh.
I've had a couple of good puns today.
You have been Mr. Pun King today.
Oh, what, the week, you know, the week that we're not doing a pun-based... Are we doing a pun-based competition at the end of the week?
Yes, we are. Yeah, on Friday.
Maybe I've used them all up, but well, I'm normally terrible.
Because you had one earlier on, you invited people to join in with puns about the veterinarians.
Yeah, yeah, and it was just me. I stood alone, like that statue in Brazil.
Gag here from Callum says, Callum from Birmingham, here is a pun for you.
Right.
A pub walks into a bar... 10 people die. Pun in 10, dead.
Oh, that's really bad. See, that's really bad.
And it's nothing to do with veterinarians, is it?
So I feel like we've left a lot of unanswered questions in this particular bit. The main thing is, what was the couple who went across the bridge?
They don't leave their names, but they nearly divorced because they went across a bridge.
Get back in touch. Tell us what on earth happened on that bridge. hometime@absoluteradio.co.uk. We need to know. Just time for a final touch of good luck from Andy, who's texted to say, many years ago, guys, after returning from a school skiing trip to Italy, I visited the currency exchange bureau in my local town to change my leftover lira up for sterling. I only had about 20 quid's worth, but the less than diligent cashier proceeded to hand over £200. I was only 15, so it was a huge amount at the time, and I very calmly accepted the cash and trotted away. Touch!
Now, when does a touch become theft?
It's their fault, though, isn't it? That's favour and fortune smiling on Andy.
Obviously, we're talking about... I mean, the very fact he was changing lira back to sterling dates this story a long time ago, so I don't think you can charge anyone anymore, but I would put it to you that that is theft.
I think Andy is technically still on the run. You might be right.
Yeah.
Andy, get hiding.
The home time being listened to by criminals.
Andy, eat your SIM card, and we'll meet you next week in a field.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
So there you go. There's today's Daily Takeaway. What about your Tim Burgess from The Charlatans?
I'd say, even though I do think I do quite a good Tim impression, he's a member of the Absolute Radio family. I don't want any beef with him.
You can't do that either.
We've bonded over our shared love of trifle and pouring cream in the top of a coffee.
So the whole impression thing... didn't really work, did it?
What I'm willing to do, if people get in touch, hometimeandabsoluteradio.co.uk, if you want to hear my repertoire of Patrick from EastEnders...
No, I don't think you shouldn't offer them that, because then someone will take you up on it, you'll perform it, then it'll be historically found and...
That's a good point.
You're in trouble, you can't.
It's Prince Harry at the birthday bash all over again, isn't it?